For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. In Michigan, all sorts of musicians have taken to performing live on the internet these days.
I am the lineman for the county, and I drive the main road.
Greg Nagy is a Lansing-based blues guitarist who says he's lost thousands of dollars due to canceled performances. His household has dealt with COVID-19 directly, including a 21-day quarantine, but he says they're all fine now. He's doing internet shows on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 p.m.
The ultimate health test for me would be to sing for an hour and a half and play guitar, and when I get done, I feel great for the rest of the day.
Many of these shows, like Nagy's, have online tip jars where people can send money.
But you still love me.
James Garden is a hip-hop artist in Lansing. Last week, he skipped the tip jar idea while interacting with friends and fans online, but he did give them a taste of a song he released the next day, called Lovely.
How do you know me, but you still love me? You have all my dirt, but you choose not to judge me. Your love is so lovely, your love is so lovely.
So yeah, it was definitely, because I know everyone's at home, because we're not anywhere else. So I knew it would be an opportunity to also share that as well and get the word out on that.
Love is wild.
Lansing folk musician Jen Siggett says she lost most of her income in 3 days of the shutdown. On March 26th, she did a show with her partner Jeff Ian Lewis that was sponsored by MLive.com. To date, it has about 50,000 views. The performance included links to her online payment accounts, and she says it did very well financially.
I was very surprised and pleased and felt like I had a safety net that I didn't have even a few days prior. But yes, it was super helpful, really life-saving for me.
Siggett plans to do an internet show roughly once a month. Lansing keyboardist Jim Alfredson is doing online shows he calls Live from Jimmy's Basement. At first, he planned to invite friends over to play with him, an idea he's had to give up for solo shows. Alfredson has lost income from canceled gigs in places like Jacksonville, Florida, and even France. His other source of income, piano tuning, has also dried up. His online shows are produced with video and audio equipment not everyone has.
I'm thankful that I have some equipment that's allowed me to do that, that was gifted to me from a very good friend, including a really nice video switcher that allows me to do overlays and graphics and all that kind of stuff. And I taught my wife how to run it, so she's switching the cameras and putting up the graphics and making sure the audio is good and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of cool to get her on board.
You remember me when the rushman moves upon on the field of body. You forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold.
Joshua Davis has started performing on an online stream he calls the Imminent Doom Living Room Show. Now living in Traverse City, he has a big following, not just locally from his days fronting the Lansing band Steppin' In It, but from being a finalist on NBC's The Voice 5 years ago. On one recent living room show, he told stories about The Voice and sang songs he did on the show. Davis thinks it will be a while before things return to normal.
It's probably going to be a slow let go of the you know, distancing thing, and big group meetups are going to be the last to be reinstated. And so I think it's going to be a long time before actual physical concerts are taking place again.
These shows can remain on the internet for a long time, so you don't have to watch live, and you can still throw a few bucks in the hat for them or pay for their music elsewhere. Once we're past stay-at-home orders, it wouldn't be surprising to see that musicians keep doing internet performances. They can play on an off night or promote new music and, perhaps most importantly, stay in touch with their fans and reach new ones. For WKAR News on Public Radio Music Day, I'm Scott Pohl.
That is a nice tune.